We're cooking up some recipes, gonna give them a spin. If you're messing with top rope chefs, you can never win. We'll be leaving you in the kitchen, wishing you were beaten, battered, and fried. And we'll be cooking up some main dishes, desserts, and yummy things on the side. Can you take the heat? 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 Can you take the heat?
Top Rope Chef.
Welcome to Top Rope Chef, the podcast where two hosts deal for food supremacy and we're dueling with hot dogs. And today's assignment, turn your classic dinner into a hot dog.
Dinner dogs, let's go. Now, I think we both opted to deconstruct the hot dog for this one. Am I right?
I think that's what happened here. We took the main part of a thing and then substituted that thing with hot dog.
You put it that way, it sounds so gross.
The amount of, right, like, this had to have been the hardest one to think about, because, like, there's just the options are just limitless.
Endless. I almost did a meatloaf of hot dogs.
I had that idea, too.
Did you? And then I thought about stuffed cabbage, and then I just went a totally different way.
Ooh,
but there's, there's so many options. I was going to, also I had an idea for a chicken cordon bleu hot dog. Would have been weird, but
what,
good.
What to you is the home style dinner? I'm thinking like a beef stroganoff, like a casserole, mm-hmm. pork chops, spaghetti's up there.
Meatloaf's
gotta be up there.
I think I was thinking like, gosh, I am burpy today. Sorry. Like classic, like 1950s American dinner, like what you would find in a diner in the 50s. That's what I was kind of like. I was in that mindset.
Pot roast.
I don't know if that would be good.
That might be too much.
Or like a, what are the, like a meat pie? What are those called? Are they just called meat pies?
I was thinking Crafty, pop. I was thinking pot pie, like a hot dog pot pie I came across. Thought about doing.
Yeah, I had a similar idea, but I don't know that would be good. That might be gross.
Yeah, there's much more options for grossness with this one.
Yeah, I also thought about doing like this is a phone-it-in option, but like just putting hot dogs and mac and cheese and like some vegetable like peas or whatever, just throwing it in there like a little kid TV dinner situation. Yeah, which is always good. I had that for lunch actually yesterday.
Honestly, the way we're talking about it, I'm not surprised a hot dog tuna casserole didn't show up in one of those books back in the day, because they put some weird stuff in those cookbooks for poor housewives and try.
Jellified everything. Yeah. Everything is in Jell-O.
Tuna fish and Jell-O. Oh, God.
Golly. I found my mom gave me my grandma's recipe book, and there's like 8 or 9 just recipes of different like iceberg lettuce salads in Jell-O molds with hot dog pieces for decoration. Like, it's the weirdest stuff.
Covered in mayonnaise.
Yeah. Your guests will love it.
No. Top it with fruit. What? Whoa. Put all those things separately and hand them to the person. They'll put them all in one thing.
Yeah, it's one of many reasons I'm glad I didn't grow up in that era, because food seemed really gross back. Looking back, maybe it wasn't.
To me, like the classic like gross food would be like a pot with like a fish, and like the head is on that one side and the tail's on this side of the pot, and there's just like weird bubbly brown. I'm like, man, we're gray in the pot.
Like, gray and thick.
Like a Hansel and Gretel stew.
Oh my God, that'd be so nasty.
Yeah.
Yeah. So with that, what did your dinner dog look like?
I shishka dogged, Jacqueline.
Hey, you got a pun too? Come on.
I just thought it'd be fun, and I wanted to try it. So I took.
It looks like fun.
It was fun. So I made two different versions of a shishka dog. I made a barbecue shishka dog, and an Italian dressing shishka dog.
Whoa! So is this a marinade or a drizzle?
Marinade of the vegetables, peppers and onions and hot dogs. I forgot to put the tomatoes in. I have a thing of tomatoes I forgot to use. And then Italian dressing in one, barbecue sauce on the other one. Put them in the skewers, grill them up like shish kebabs, and took them out, and they were both delicious. What more can I say?
That sounds great. I would eat both of those at a potluck.
I did it more for the visual, because I thought it'd be really funny just to see like hot dogs on skewers like that.
It looks like little those little smoky sausages. That's what it's.
The barbecue one takes it exactly like those smoky sausages.
I mean, that makes sense. They are just like mini hot dogs, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that sounds great, and it looks great, and it's a fun activity that you can drink a beer while you're doing. So.
And if you gotta be gluten free, you know. Shish kebabs, your perfect thing.
Yeah, absolutely super easy. Super easy.
What didn't look super easy is what you did, Jacqueline, but maybe I'm wrong.
It was super easy.
Oh, boy. Had more steps than mine.
So I did hot dog sushi. But there's no...
I love the risk.
I didn't combine fish. There's no fish in it. So, and I cooked the hot dog, in case anyone's wondering. I did cook the hot dog.
The tempura.
So nothing is raw and weird. Yeah.
Oh, that would make sense. A raw hot dog in the sushi. That would be, like, on theme, though.
I thought about doing that as a joke, but I didn't want to put the joke on myself. Oh, no. All I did was just put the nori, like a piece of nori, and I just pressed some, because I always kind of have rice in the fridge. That's just what I'm eating now. And I pressed all that on the nori, put a hot dog on, and rolled it up and sliced it. It was like seriously one of the easy things I've done.
So when you're prepping your rice, do you use sushi vinegar? Do you use salt and pepper? Or you just use a rice maker and water?
If I'm trying, I do all of those things. This day I was not trying, and I just did plain rice because the hot dog is very salty and flavored like hot dog. So I just went super simple with it. I thought about doing like slicing up some cucumbers and putting that in there and making it like a pretty roll.
Mm.
And I didn't do that. I just wanted to try like Lazy Bones classic hot dog sushi. And I will say it was delicious. It was amazing. My husband almost didn't try it
because
he thought it was too nasty.
It looks terrifying.
It looks gross. It looks really gross, but he ate it and then ate a few more pieces because it was really good. It's just like, actually, you remember we were talking about Spam and like that, like Spam and like, that's what it tasted like. It tasted exactly like that. The Spam and the rice and the hot dog and the whatever else you want to do.
It makes sense.
It's that.
Did you use a dipping sauce? Because I would have tried to use ketchup or mustard, I think, to like.
But it was, I just ate it really fast.
We have like a little bit of relish on top. It's like caviar or something.
Now that would be the way to do it if I would have like cared about presentation at all, and I could have done like a little like how they do the what is that stuff called?
Or like spicy mayo and those crumbs, the crumbly panko.
Yeah. Relish could have been like
the soy horseradish. Oh, the wasabi.
Wasabi. Yeah.
Oh, what would be the ginger? Like slices of carrots, maybe, or like maybe just ginger would be good. Ginger and hot dog sounds like it'd be good together.
Been good.
Sounds good. Ginger hot dog sounds delicious.
I'm gonna have to do a follow up on the sushi hot dog situation. We really have like enough content here for a cookbook, though. No joke. Just hot dogs. You and I could fill a cookbook. Stay tuned, everybody.
Well, would you? I mean, the presentation factor has to drag the score down a little bit.
Does it?
Yeah.
It does. You tried a lot harder.
But mine was simpler, though. But they're most simple, according to you, I guess, just taking the nori roll.
Mine was super simple. A hot dog is really easy to roll into a sushi roll because it's already just a tube.
It wants to be
around it.
It wants to be a sushi.
It does. It it really wanted to, and I let it, and here we are.
You could have also cut it. You know how you get like the cucumber rolls, and it's like sliced cucumber. You could have like done that, like sliced it like
how they slice
cucumber, like a hot dog, rather than have that big chunk in there.
Ooh.
I don't know.
Yeah, I could have done, or I could put like on the fancy pretty wraps, they'll put like thin slices of avocado on top when they and then they drizzle the stuff and put like sesame seeds. I could have done all of that. If I would have done any of that, I would be arguing with you that we're tied. Oh man. Or yum yum sauce.
Yum yum sauce, yep. Maybe even soy would be fine. Like dip that.
Probably
soy.
Would.
Probably because it's the rice.
I will do a follow up on this. Sushi dog.
I think you're right with the spam. Like it's just like the replacement. It's the one for one switch out.
Salty, greasy meat that's easy to roll.
That's what I did too. I was thinking like pork or beef on a shish kebab. And then a hot dog. I mean, you're going to cook hot dogs on a grill anyway. I thought it was a no-brainer.
Yeah.
Which is why I grilled these ones, by the way. So far, I've grilled a hot dog. I've pan-cooked one, and I fried a hot dog.
Hey, I'm really curious what the last one is.
It's broiling. I'll spoil it. It's broiled.
did you let your stove on fire?
I didn't.
You get an extra point for that. So, all right, so I have a question now. So we've done, so far, 3 weeks of just killer content with hot dogs, right? We haven't had a bad recipe yet. So what is the discrimination in the public with hot dogs? Why are hot dogs, like, such a gross food? They're so delicious.
It's because they're made of lips and buttholes, Jacqueline, and they're full of sodium.
Well, what are you going to... You got to do something with it. Just got to throw it away. It's fine.
Yep. If you're fine with chicken nuggets and you're against hot dogs, you need to look yourself in the mirror and ask yourself the real question.
Why aren't you eating lips and butt?
Sound bite.
I love the episode.
it feels like a poor person's food. It feels like the last resort. But it doesn't have to be.
Doesn't have to be. And I think we touched on what the real issue is. The wage situation.
Mm.
Or whatever you call that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
There's
rich
definitely...
people and they're bullshit. Mm-hmm. Rich people think they're above hot dogs. I don't think so.
There's a scary dollar package of hot dogs at Aldi, though, and I don't know if I would try. Eight hot dogs for a dollar seems like I'm at least going to spend $2, $3 on a bag of hot dogs.
I think the ones I got were like $6 and that felt reasonable.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what does Costco sell their hot dogs for? 50 cents?
$1.50 you get a hot dog and a soda.
Okay, well, yeah. If it comes out to like $1.50 a dog, that's probably okay.
Yeah. Between 50 cents and a dollar for a hot dog seems all right. For like
those Buffalo ones I were talking about were like I think they were $9 for the pack of 8 of them, but that's all right.
There's definitely some premium dogs out there.
I think all of our listeners should go out and buy themselves a nice pack of hot dogs and try some of these recipes out because they are
You feed a family of 8 with a package of hot dogs and some buns, I'll tell you what, and you're spending like under $5.
That's true.
It's the American meal.
That's true. That is, you know what? This is the most classic American meal of all is a hot dog. Yeah. Yeah. Take that.
It's the working man's food.
Whatever.
Dusty Rhodes himself ate plenty of hot dogs in the day, I'm sure.
I'm sure. I'm sure they all did. Fuel for muscles.
Thanks for joining us in that episode. Join us next week. We're going to figure out what we did with a dessert. The most anticipated episode in Top Row Chef history. Hot dogs as a dessert.
Here we go. See you next time.